Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We don't do intros for Off the Record, we just jump straight
on. Oh god, we don't, do we? Which always unnerves me, because it's like, if you're new here, this is the first thing you're hearing.
It's like, hey, I guess.
It's like, let us represent ourselves.
I mean, representing us, we are not in the best place emotionally.
We're not, but which is annoying, because we're always doing this now.
Are we?
I feel like we're always like, we're depressed.
No, I don't think so. I think we've actually been on such good form for the past, like, 9 months.
We've had actually a good year.
We've had a really good year. Like, I, the other week, did I, was it me? Yeah, I think you answered FaceTime. So if you don't know, we record these mostly on FaceTime. And yeah. Steffi literally one of us answered the FaceTime and I just immediately started crying. Like, I hadn't even said hi or anything, which has happened many a time, but it hadn't happened
in ages. That's
kind
of part of the routine.
And I was going to do a thing of, like, you know, the Dunder Mifflin thing of, like, 0 days since last incident or whatever. I was going to do, like, since last crying during recording sort of thing. But
I wonder how many days it's been since actually during a recording.
That's the thing, is we haven't cried in an episode in a really long time.
Probably a year.
Maybe more.
Yeah, we're doing well.
So, but I think we're kind of missing that pizzazz.
Maybe we are. So do you reckon you can turn on the waterworks?
I don't think so. Do you think you've got that in you today?
No, I can't.
I would be able to if I wasn't on such heavy antidepressants, such a high dose of my medication. That's the only reason. But generally, basically, we came on FaceTime today and I was like, I'm just feeling annoyed. Everything's annoying me. And then Steffi said...
Oh, well, actually, the thing is, actually, you weren't like that because I'm in Portugal at the moment. I had my little sister on FaceTime, so I didn't kind of...
She didn't warn me.
It didn't warn me that there would be a nine-year-old on FaceTime.
I really came into it. I kind of answered it like, hi. And then I was like, oh my God, your sister's
and we're
here.
Like, we've got lemonade. Yeah. We've just made lemonade.
So I perked myself up. She perked me up.
Yeah,
but
then,
so cute.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She did make some lemonade, which I must say is very, very, very sour.
I really want it.
My FaceTime just did a thumbs down and I didn't do a thumbs down.
This is what I was trying to say to you the other day, is I think your FaceTime is listening to you.
There's a ghost around me doing thumbs
down.
Okay,
so don't move your hands, but say, that is not good.
That is not good.
No.
That is a thumbs down situation.
This situation calls for a thumbs down.
This
Nothing.
Situation is bad. No.
Okay, so maybe listening. It's not listening then. All right.
It just thought I did a thumbs down. God
okay,
knows.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway.
But then I was saying, I was like, I think I felt that earlier.
Yeah.
But
and then it transferred to
but
me.
I've kind of come out of it now. But I was in that thing where I was like, no clothes are feeling right. Like, everything's just like, ah.
I hate that.
And I was like, I feel...
hormonal,
like premenstrual.
Yeah,
but Wing just informed me it's because I'm ovulating today.
Which I know, because I like to keep up to date on your affairs and your insides.
But I was like, why do my boobs hurt? Like, why do I feel like angry?
Just the final note of this kind of like dreadful way of starting an episode. Kate Sayre was really laughing the other day because I was basically saying that there we were on the episode being like, well, the princess is with Diana now and all of these jokes. Yeah,
I thought this.
Yeah, I know. So
I thought we need to actually address what we've done.
No, I don't think so. I think we can just say, if anyone out there is actually legitimately struggling with cancer, I hope you guys are okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say about that, to be honest.
Big time. I was shocked and I did straight away think, oh God. Why would we have to be like, where is she?
Because everybody did, and it was funny, and I actually can't be fucked to get into the fucking discourse. And actually, the last thing I'm going to do is look a fucking king in the eye and say I'm sorry.
No, you won't be having to do that. Well, he actually owes quite a few apologies worldwide.
Absolutely. No, he literally owes me directly an apology.
In the eyes.
Anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Right. So yeah. Just anyway, it's all going on. Off the record, because that's all we've got.
I'm up for it off the record. I think that sounds good.
Me too.
I'm scared that this is going to be quite echoey stuff. I'm at my dad's farm in Portugal, so I'm in quite like, it's quite a personal hotspot sort of situation, echoey divine. Room.
My
okay,
dad's is it farm good? In Portugal, it's like, that just sounds so good.
Yeah. No, it's so nice. It's so nice.
I know.
Like, we just made lemonade from the lemons on the trees.
Wow, God.
Also, it's my heaven because everyone knows my favourite food is extra virgin olive oil. He makes Classic. His own. I just had some. Delightful.
Divine.
What's going on over there?
I'm reading their things.
Getting the silent treatment.
No, I'm reading their things. Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
Perfectly, this whole time.
Okay, good. Okay, can we start with this on a fun note?
Yeah.
In capitals, this person said, "What are you wearing two eras?"
Oh my God.
Which, can I actually say, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I think I've had two or three, maybe three or four nightmares about like being in the queue and still not knowing what I'm wearing. Like literally being outside the stadium and not knowing what I'm wearing. Like really, really bad. Like it's really bothering. It's been an issue for me. I think I know.
God, this is stressful. I didn't really realise what I was getting myself into.
Oh yeah, no, we're going in, I think. Or like
do people really dress up? Like, I've seen a few things, but is it like a thing that
kind of
should
in the
I be
way?
Stressed?
No, no, don't be stressed because we can do. We can come together. The plan will come together. It's heavy and wing for God's sake. When does it not?
I think I know what I want to be.
Yeah, you're going to be in well
one-legged.
Oh really?
The one-legged leotard.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I assume that's what I would do.
I assume so too.
What did you think?
I knew it would be something Reputation, but I didn't know exactly.
Not that
which.
I know any songs from Reputation, but
you do. You know your favourite line.
Look What We Made Me Do.
Yeah. Look at you go.
But go on. What's so? I know what yours is. Your outfit.
No, no, you don't, and you can't say.
Okay, but I do know it.
Do you?
Yeah. What? I'll say tick tock round the clock.
God, that's scary.
That's from Hunger Games 2: Catching Fire.
But I can't. Just in case I don't use it, but also we'll just see what happens. But I, yeah, sure. Okay. So I'm not sure. But here's the thing is I want to do something like not obvious, but like obvious enough.
Yeah.
Or like
kind of
if
you get it,
enough.
You get it.
Yeah, but like kind of iconic enough. I don't know.
God.
Yeah,
this is
I know.
Stressful.
No, it's not stressful. It's so fun. Think of the other day, did we talk about the Princess Peach event? I know we did,
yeah.
I think. And we...
Oh, well, I thought you meant me and you. We did.
We did there, many
a
time.
I don't know if we spoke about it on there.
I think it came up on the pod. But on the day, it didn't work out. But we wanted to, like, wear pink for Princess Peach to honour her. And I'm
to
thinking, it's that kind of vibe. I think we're getting in the spirit and we're honouring.
You honour.
You honour the
outfit.
Moment and you honour just the iconic thing of being able to look back and be like, that's so funny. Like, look at us in our 20s, like, looking so cute. This, like, do you know what I mean? Like, one of the biggest shows of all time. Just, it'll be so fun.
Okay, I can't wait.
It'll be iconic. But I'm not sure.
I'm excited.
But I just, what I want to make clear there is my stress.
Yeah, well, I think it's coming through.
Okay, good. as always.
I didn't realise it was a thing to be stressed about, but I'm fully going to embrace.
It's also a thing to be fun, but I just bring stress, as usual.
Well, on our Instagram, there's all these videos sort of thing about you showing me the Taylor Swift music.
Mm.
The Taylor Swift music. Honestly, alien that's just come to this planet.
Yeah.
What the Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
You were showing me that. And
you were showing me that.
I'm slowly learning. I'm a bit ill still. Like,
so true.
I'm just not really in my brain.
Guys,
sorry,
give us a break. Give us a break. This is really hard. This is really hard for us.
I can't even
say
a simple
sentence. We just wanted to say hi. Go on.
Truly.
Take it away.
So I think by the time that that sort of series is done, that I will know more about Taylor and I'll be able to make an informed decision on what's iconic, what I want to be, what I want to align with, what speaks to me.
Yes.
But at the moment, I don't really know that much. All I know is I saw a one-legged outfit and I thought...
And Reputation is iconic.
I saw it and I thought, I like it. That's all I know so far.
And you know what you did know as well, which it would have been even more relevant to you previously. Mm. But one thing we were loving together... when I was kind of showing you and we were going through the looks of Taylor was the Bleachella vibes when she has her when she's like white blonde.
I love that.
She did that iconic Vogue shoe where she's like, she kind of looks a bit grungy and wow.
Yeah.
We were. Yeah. She looks amazing.
Incredible.
And with your bleach, it would have been iconic because you've kind of got that length now. But anyway.
Mm. If you guys are going to go be there too, please let us know what you're wearing.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That'll I would love to know.
Yeah.
I would love to know. Oh, I like this one as well. This person said, do you take each other's advice?
Ooh, that's a good
question. I think so, yeah. I saw this question a second ago, just before I went for a wee. And then when I went for a wee, I was thinking about, do we take each other's advice? And I thought, yes. And also, more than just your advice, is like, I really am always wanting your opinion and your perspective on things.
Yeah, always.
And it kind of feeds into the thing that I always say of like, you kind of need Seffi in your life. Like, you need that sort of perspective. You need bring that. No, but it's true. Because you bring something specific that you can't just get from anybody. You bring like an energy that I need as well, kind of in the way that we, you know, we just balance each other out. Just a great duo.
I would
duo.
Say the exact same for you.
Oh, like, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's sometimes the exact perspective that I need. I think it's just the bit. I think we both have
blind spot.
The bit that the other one lacks.
Yes,
it's almost like the bit that I'm struggling with. You can always see clearly in that bit.
Blind spot.
Blind spot. Yeah,
we cover 100%. Each other's blind spots.
Yeah.
We haven't put that terminology to it before, but I do like it.
No, I like it.
Because it's true. That's what you give me is you're able to see things in a way that I just can't. Like even if I tried, like I wouldn't know how to get there. Like what comes quite naturally to you is something that my brain wouldn't even know that it could do that sort of thing. Like sometimes you say things to me and I'm like, God, that's crazy. I never would have thought that. Or like, we'll come out of a situation and I'll be like, didn't you just think like, blah, 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 they hated us. And Sevi's like, no, they didn't hate us. They loved us or whatever. Like we often bring...
But then sometimes it's weirdly reversed. Like I'm always
just two
so
different
shocked
energies.
At the bits. But I just think sometimes I'm so shocked at the bits where I think that we'll think it is a certain way. And actually it's just completely like, God, we... You just can't predict how each of us are going to think.
You can't.
But it's always the opposite. That's what I love. It's always a new... We rarely... I don't know. It's
agree.
Like we're rarely feeling the same. And that we're rarely... But we do agree. That's what's the weird thing.
We do.
We agree on so much, but we're always coming from different angles.
Yeah, it's fucking fascinating.
It's so weird. It's just always the bit that I didn't think of. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Oh, it just works perfectly.
It really does. And taking each other's advice. Because I haven't really thought of it in that...
Yeah.
Oh, no, go on.
I agree with you. I've never thought of it in that way. But I think I always take your advice. Or, like, you're someone whose advice I really respect.
Thank you.
And I think... Sorry, I feel like I sound very ill in this. I'm sorry for everybody's ears right now.
No, don't apologise. I'm more sorry for you.
No. I think one good night's sleep and I'll be
And you'll be cured.
Back,
right as rain.
I have been thinking that for a few nights now, but I'm thinking tomorrow. But I think advice is something that I take quite seriously.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I feel like it's so offensive when you give someone advice, that you take time out of your day to give someone advice and they just fucking ignore it. And I think 100% you're in your rights to not take someone's advice. That's your autonomy as a human being.
Yeah.
But I think once you start asking people for advice and then not taking it, you have to accept that they're going to be less willing to give you advice the next time round, blah, blah, blah. So I think when I'm asking someone for advice, it's not just a space to play out, like, will you validate my decisions? It's like, I'm actually opening myself up to someone, like, disagreeing with me and, like, having to actually, like, consider that and take that on board. It's not just, like, a flippant little, what do you think about this? It's like, I'm actually going to consider your opinion and make, like, informed decisions from it.
Agreed. I think in a way as well, because we share... in so many ways a joint life. Like, there's so much of mm. our situations that are obviously combined in this.
The same.
I think that then adds to just the general thing that we have anyway of being genuinely invested in each other's happiness and success totally. And like feeling good in life. Like, yeah. I wouldn't, not that I would really tell anyone something that if I thought it was bad advice, like just to, yeah. you know, just to say it or whatever. But I think we take quite seriously just like each other's.
The advice we give each other.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, yeah. like I, and almost like where you're going and like how you feel, like it's really important mm. to me.
Definitely.
Like where you're yeah. at. That's why I know yeah. when you're ovulating. Because it's important to me. And I'm glad somebody knows.
Because yeah. I just wake up with painful boobs and think, this no, is a joke. No, what the no, hell? No. Yeah, and then no. it's like, oh no, there's reasons.
I do, and I love really, yeah.
that you can see the reasons.
I can, and I can even see it in your eyes.
Can you?
Not when you're ovulating, but when you're coming on your period, I can see it in your eyes, yeah.
You wait, what, can you see in my eyes?
When you're coming on your period.
Can you?
Yeah, honestly.
Blood in the eyes.
Yeah, I think it's almost like, am I your boyfriend? Like, I do feel a bit like that, because I kind of think, oh, she's coming on her period, what and I think, hell? I wonder if that's like what a boyfriend would think, if she's coming on
no,
her period.
No, they definitely wouldn't think that. They've got no idea what's going on.
They might sometimes.
What? Wait, what do my eyes look like when I'm about to come on my period?
Just like you're hiding sorrowful. Something. Just like you're up to something.
Forlorn.
Just, yeah, the just hell? There's something more going on in there. There's like, just...
There's an egg on the loose.
Yeah, no, so, yeah, exactly that.
Chicken
there's
running
an unfertilised egg on the loose. Humpty Dumpty.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's quite weird.
It's just something... I also, like, I know the timing.
Yeah, you've got it written down. I've got it. Which probably helps.
I don't have your data written down, just to be
But
clear.
You essentially do, because you have I've all got yours written down, written and down, mine's just... And I know... We always say
you're just
the
ahead.
Opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of know where I am based on you.
This is so fun.
Yeah, I love doing... I love an off-the-record. Me too. I hope everyone else likes an off-the-record, because they do feel weirdly self-indulgent, but...
Isn't this whole thing self-indulgent?
Exactly. It's like, it's like just kind of owning it.
I don't know if we're gonna hi Rosie.
Oh, did you hear Rosie Bach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This it just made me laugh the way that they've phrased it, because they've really said, like, they've basically said, don't give us the same fucking answer that you always give. They said, can you describe your relax / self-care / skincare routine, because it will relax me, laughing face. Obviously clean room. And it's like, yeah, fine. We won't say clean your fucking room.
Okay, sorry that's not where everyone's here, but it is the truest thing of all time.
No, it is true.
First thing I did here, I got the Hoover out, and my dad was like, really? What, is it not tidy enough? I was like, no, it is so tidy. I just am weird.
You need the Hoover out, fair enough.
Which is a new trait, let's be real. Like, I'm not a clean person, but...
It gives a sense of control, I think.
It is. I think it's when I feel... I think it's honestly when I feel like a child, I have to do an adult task, which has been the problem of moving home, that it's like, it can be infantilizing. So then I start like, I'm like, I have to, everything has to be tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the space. But anyway, that's not the question you asked.
No, but it's an interesting... it's interesting. Relax. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, I love, like, if I know I've got an evening to myself and it's just like candle, food, some sort of TV, like the lights are dim, that's my dream situation.
It's a watching situation.
It's watching, and it's like, it's smelling good, it's like, you're so, you've done the shower, like you're so clean and fresh and you smell amazing and you're so comfortable and your pajamas are clean. You know what else I really love, even more than clean socks, is new socks. And I was actually thinking, I was like a millionaire, I would probably ruin the planet. Because was it Justin Bieber? I feel like I heard something about Justin Bieber once that was like, he would just he would wear a new pair of boxers every day and then just like throw them away and then just wear a new pair every day, like brand new.
But do you not find... I sometimes wash new things before
not
I buy
socks.
Them.
Not socks. I love the feeling of like going where a foot has never gone before. It just feels
I kind of get
so
that with socks, but it can be a bit hard.
I like that almost I don't know, this is definitely not relaxing. I love that the question was like, it will relax me if you tell me what you do to relax. It's like, I want to stick my foot into a really
into a sock.
Yeah, into a sock. And almost you feel like the fabric kind of opening around your sensitive little foot. It's just really nice. It's just so smooth and soft.
You've sold it.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
New socks. I also think socks is probably things that people don't buy and like, or don't have
enough of.
Enough of. Yeah, it's like you're wearing a scabby old sock.
I don't think I ever. Yep, I feel like that's one of those things that I always think of, like underwear, socks, bras. It's like when you get to the point that you, like, especially bras, I think feel like I only ever have two bras that one time. And I've been the same size since I was about 12. Let's bear that in mind.
Yeah.
And I probably always have about one or two bras on the go. But it's like, why don't you just get, because they're fucking expensive, they're so expensive, that's why. But why don't you just get five bras and then you can choose which one you want to wear that day rather than just like wearing them until they're like shreds.
But bras have some sort of emotional, when you get into, it's almost, I'm quite monogamous with a bra. It's like when I get into 100%. A swing of a bra, it's like, well, I only want you now, that's, honey. You're my,
till death do we part. And literally, truly, you will die on my body, essentially.
Yes, you'll have to be torn from me.
Yeah.
You have to and be you, cut away from me. Like, why is it when you get into the swing of one bra, it's like, well, this is the bra for me. One bra to rule us all.
And
in
it's
the
like,
darkness.
The wires start coming out. Have you ever had that where it's like the wires
popping
come out?
And it's like, out
no, I'll just
and
take the
wires
out and I'll
ouch.
Still wear it.
Yeah.
But I'll just take them out and be like, still
no,
my
I'm committed.
Bra.
I'm in like, a lifelong monogamous relationship with this one bra.
100%.
Weird.
But it would be so nice to be like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To have a normal amount of bras.
I mean, I do have a collection. I just ignore them all. I just have my go-tos.
Fit right.
No,
because
that's
cheap,
why I ignore
not that
them.
I bought when I was a kid.
Mine aren't even cheap. I just have my go-to. It's just there's something specific about, almost it's like the way that you want to be held.
I also think I go and get measured sometimes and they're like, you're wearing the wrong size.
Well, exactly. It's and like, oh, let me just rearrange my
I'm
whole
like, well,
life.
Now I can never see any of these ever again.
I also think like, look, you can't put a number on something like that. You just can't.
You just can't.
Like a breast, a human breast. There is, you got that's, it's an abstract. It's not, it's art. It's subjective. It can't be, 100%. It's not quantum physics. I don't know. Like, it's not like.
But they've made it physics and I want the answers. I want to know.
But I don't think it is. I don't think we're there yet.
Well, what can we do then? Because I'm Because
it's not just about, it's like
shape. I think my boobs just hurt today.
And like, and fall and, do you know what I mean? F-A-L-L.
Well, what can we do then?
And. Are we going to do bras, do you think?
Well, I just want something that's like really nice. I feel
with
like
chocolate
bras can be so
bra
nice, but they're
making.
All just... They're just always slightly wrong, I think.
Well, that's... And, but I think never... that's because they're not made in an... Like, how many sizes is a bra going to be offered in? Even if it's like 20. It's not enough.
No, nowhere near.
Do you know what I mean? They almost need... They need to be made to measure.
They really do. Mm. And that's when I know I've made it. That I'm having my brows.
And buying
homemade.
A new pair of socks every
Not
day.
Homemade.
Joking, I would never do that. Homemade.
Homemade. Wait, what did you say? What was your joke?
I said I'll have a new pair of socks every day. And then I said joking. Because I don't want people to think that I would actually ruin the planet like that.
Well, thing is, do you know what also the truth is? You don't know what you'd do. I think all of us, we do not know what we would fucking do.
No.
Like, these people that have money... A lot of them are terrible people. Mm. Some of them are not terrible people, but they still behave in terrible ways.
Yeah.
you do not know
who you'd
what
be,
what you would do,
because you're
shirt.
Fucking broke. Just a reminder, guys, we're fucking skin.
We're us collectively here. We've
you
got
don't
no idea.
Know
and that's
what
not
you'll do if you're poor.
100% not to let them off the hook. Like, we know how I feel about this shit, but it does scare me sometimes. Of like, okay, if I suddenly am like, okay, if I became a billionaire, I'll probably behave like the other arsehole billionaires.
Yeah, maybe.
But also, there's bigger issues than becoming a billionaire.
Also, let there be light.
What?
Do you ever just let think, that. Like, do you know what I mean? Just let there be light.
Yeah, God.
Okay. Well, this is quite nice. Literary character you most relate to and why?
Ooh. Okay.
I feel like you're going to have some really good ones.
No, I don't have any.
Oh, you don't have anyone?
Nothing's coming to mind. No, that's neither. Why I'm really... Suddenly the panic is starting.
Yeah. Or just maybe character in general. Let's really open it up. Let's do a real big stretch.
Yeah, let's make this everything.
Literally everything. Like, I'm kind of thinking, like, Sims. I'm like, am I Bella Goth? I do disappear.
Does she disappear? What happens yeah. to Bella Goth?
That's a good question. That's the age-old question. Funny you should ask. Oh, what God. Happened to Bella Goth? Did you not know that? What happened to Bella
Goth? She did disappear. She was in Sims 2.
Yes, the law.
L-O-R-E. Well, I didn't really know the law that she disappeared, but I remember playing as her. Then she disappeared. What happened to her?
That's the question.
But what did happen? What's the You'd answer
You'd have
to
ask Will
question?
Wright. I could be Bella Goth, but I'm not. Because I would never marry Mortimer.
No, over my dead body.
But maybe it is over your dead body.
Oh, God, that's pretty horrific. So, wait, that's what comes to your mind? You'd be Bella Goth.
Bella Goth, maybe.
Mm, okay.
Go on.
I don't want to be so boring. But I was thinking about this in terms of... We're talking about Hunger Games, and you were like, I just do not relate to Katniss. You were like, I just don't relate to her.
No.
And I was like, that's so fascinating, because I feel like... Why I love her is because I do relate to her. Like, I'm not a huntress. We know I'm not.
Not yet, you're
girl.
Not. Not with that
I
attitude.
Actually stand very firmly against this stuff. I'm a literal, always been vegetarian.
But you're
girl.
A woodland girl. You could be a forager.
I
you
am
be
very,
a...
very, very, very. Oh, such a forager.
Yeah.
I definitely am very comfortable in a woodland environment. Definitely a vole, little mole character in some sort of life. But I do think it's like the decision she makes, I really get.
Which is so funny because every single one of her decisions and every single one of her actions, I'm like, why is she doing that? I would never do that. Like,
she's stubborn as fuck, which I don't think I'm stubborn.
But it's,
I actually
it's not even
stubborn. As a trait.
It's like, she's quite, she has, there's a harshness, I think, to Katniss. But
yeah, there is, massively.
Which is what I don't.
But she's trying to fight against it all the time.
Yeah, all right.
I think she is soft.
No, I think
she's a soft
yeah,
person.
Yeah, of course she is.
But she has like...
And I get why you would relate to her, but not to call you harsh, but I get that energy.
Well, I think she's quite complex that it's like...
Yeah.
And I don't see it in always, but I think it's like she is soft, but there's this like, the world has created this really harsh environment for her. So she's trying to basically do like a really... Basically just trying to provide for her family and like keep them safe. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, who can't just relate
to that
iconic. In every way?
Yeah.
But she just thrown into this horrendous thing. But then it's like, the decision she makes within that, I'm just like, I think the same as this girl.
No, but this is why I take your advice. And this is why I'm always curious to hear your perspective. Because it's like, I would watch Hunger Games and be like, intrigued as to how my response would be so different.
So fascinating.
And that's why I needed yours. And that's why, like, when we watched Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah. Well, that's when it came up, and I was fascinated that you didn't relate to her.
Yeah, because I was like, Lucy Gray Baird, whatever her name is way more relatable to
Hell
me personally. No. And I would be like, yeah, get my fucking guitar out, let's go. Let's like do a song and like let's
for the capital,
win them
no
over.
Way.
Yeah,
because that to me is like,
and I'll fuck President Snow while I'm at it.
Yeah, well, I'll
absolutely.
I'll take you off on that,
and I won't go away.
But what I couldn't stand about that, or like the way that I. Not even couldn't stand, but I couldn't relate to it. It's like, I'm not going to sing for these people. And that's the bit that I always loved of Katniss. Like, she's not going to perform for them. And it's
I'll sing for my supper.
And it's like, even when she's doing Girl on Fire, it's like, you know the hatred in her eyes. And that's what people respond to. It's like, I fucking love it.
We're just so different in the best way.
So I'm not going to sit there, my love of freedom.
Oh, I am.
To the fucking capital, and they're all crying.
Well, I'm a hell no. Maud Ivory,
if I burn, you burn with
burn
me.
Burn with us. Yeah, and I honour you by doing your little curtsy.
Yeah, and I honour straight back.
Thank you. Feels good to be honoured. That's nice. I mean, that's not necessarily my aunt. I wouldn't say, oh, the literary character I relate to is Lucy Gray Bear.
Or Bella Goth. Or Katniss. I'm embarrassed by all of them. I also think, I don't know.
Go on. You can do
it. I have been reading Pride and Prejudice recently, so this is very literary.
It is, yeah, and that's kind of what
we
want.
I do think Lizzie Bennet.
Yeah, do it.
I get it. The anger, like the thing that she has, the like skepticism.
The spark.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could play her. I'll put it that way.
I mean, in a heartbeat, you could play her.
I feel
her.
Like I could play her.
I thought you were going to say more so kind of in the Little Women angle of like, we don't see enough women to be able to relate to what. And it was also kind of like,
how do you think?
Well, I almost think everyone is just divergent. So how could we relate and feel comfortable in relating?
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? To one.
But that's why I love characters and like tropes, because they just hone into different areas, like
exactly,
realistically, of
yeah.
course you're Tris Pryor, you're diverse,
yeah, you're diverse,
but it's like that's why I think narrative stuff is just so comforting, because it's like, okay, I can see that so Katniss holds so much of this certain bit of me. So of course, yeah, she's like literally, I wouldn't call her one-dimensional, but it is a character, there's only so much they can hold.
She's yeah, she's definitely not one-dimensional, but she's definitely she's definitely strong, like
she's a trope.
Yeah,
yeah,
she has a lot of trope too.
Yeah, dystopian heroine, my dissertation.
Yeah, yeah, you call
actually on Tris Pryor and Katniss. Lame.
So stunning. No. Excuse you. It's just how
like,
dare you?
God.
I didn't say that about my friend's dissertation.
No, you know how I feel about stunning. My dissertation. I love it.
I feel positively about it.
No, I literally love that title more than anything.
Jesus, lots of questions about Era's tour outfits, which
what?
That's kind of stressing
me out.
Oh
god, it's making me a bit stressed.
Mm.
I didn't realise.
It's a bit of a random one, but we've never really spoken about it. Not really. But someone said, what's our relationship with alcohol like? I just feel like that's interesting.
That's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was thinking about this
the other
day.
I've been thinking about my relationship with alcohol recently. Go on. Give me yours.
My personal take on my own relationship with alcohol is I think I've got such a fucking healthy relationship with it.
I was literally thinking this the other
day. Oh my god, isn't that mad?
I was literally thinking, you know what I've nailed?
We
in
both
life?
Do actually.
The relationship to alcohol. Bizarre.
No, same, because I think, not to say my family member stuff, but my mum does not drink really. She'll have like one glass of sort of champagne a year and think that's crazy. My dad will drink that every night, Portuguese style, sort of, you know, he'll have a bit of wine every night. But and I was like, god, I really, because I've come here and I'm having a bit of wine, blah blah blah. We went for a 5-course meal yesterday.
Yikes.
Jesus
good
Christ.
For you.
And there was a lot of wine at this meal, and
just how I like it.
And I was like, god, this is hitting me, because I probably have had like a half pint of beer in the last month, like that's probably all I've had. And I really fluctuate between like basically it's completely how I feel in that
circumstantial
moment. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I was just really thinking about it, like I'm so glad I just truly have a very healthy attitude with it.
Wait, I literally was having this thought the other day. I was literally like, you know what I've really got going good for me? A relationship to alcohol.
Isn't
but interestingly
great?
Yeah, no, it is,
that's
great
actually,
and it is subject to change, so you know, let's we're thankful. But again, as well, not to sell my family out, but I kind of, some of my lore growing up, l-o-r-e, my mum's dad died a year before I was born, and he was an alcoholic, and it killed him. And I feel like that kind of story around that made me think, don't be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Which obviously is a really nice idea for a kid. Just be like, amazing. Yeah, I just won't do that.
Okay,
that sounds
cool.
Good. Yeah,
tick.
Cool. And obviously we're not equipped to handle this conversation, but sending a lot of love to people who are feeling like they're struggling with their relationship to alcohol, because especially in the UK, I know everyone says it, but like unhealthy relationships with alcohol is kind of the culture. Like it's...
Totally. It's drinking.
So beyond normalised. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
It's so
well, it's almost
so
like
insane.
You get shamed for not drinking, sort of thing. Like, 100%. I feel like growing up, there was such a thing of, like, fun fact about me, I hate fizzy drinks. You must know this. I don't really like sweet things. That's why there's lemonade.
You must know this.
This lemonade is untouched, I must say, and it's not fizzy even. Just sweet.
Just has the echoes of something that you wouldn't like.
I just don't know.
Can't be entertained. Yeah.
And I remember, like, at parties, like, everyone's got, like, Lamborghini, like, WKD, all of this
WKD,
stuff.
WKD, that was a
Smirnoff
nice.
Ice. My hell, yeah. My hell, my hell, my hell.
My heaven, my heaven.
Oh, God, it's hideous.
See
stuff.
Me in heaven with a blue WKD.
Oh, God, that's awful. And I remember the thing of being like, God, I just kind of wish I liked this, because, like, there's so much pressure of, like, chug, drink this stuff. Mm. It's like, it's
so
not
what would
even
you be
alcohol.
Drinking then?
I would be basically sipping that. Like, but I hated it. Every mouthful I hated.
That's not good.
So, but it was just so part of the culture growing up of, like, that you had to, everything was about going out and drinking. I remember, like, having to go pour it away down the sink and, like, pretending that I was drinking it.
Oh, no, just because you didn't like it.
Just vile flavour.
My drink of choice, what's your drink of choice vibes for ages. And I have two. Actually, no, I can't be bothered.
No. Let's be bothered. Two drinks. Let's go.
Okay, so my first one, and I remember I got the first time I had this was when I was 18.
Mm.
And I was like, I had obviously been drinking before, which is quite common in the UK, as we've discussed.
Yeah.
But then when I was 18, I was like, oh, I'm going to treat myself and buy something expensive, which I don't know now.
Oh my God, what was it?
And it was Alizé, which it says on the bottle.
What,
like,
the hell's that?
Yeah, literally, what the hell is that? It says mix it with other alcohol, but I didn't. I used to mix it with lemonade.
Mm.
And I loved it. And I haven't had it in years.
Alizé.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure The Weeknd mentions it in a song.
That's why I wouldn't know it.
Alizé. But I loved it. And then Saint Germain followed that up, which is like an elderflower gin.
I think I've had that.
Which I loved. Yeah. Again, would mix with lemonade. Classic. I mean, I'm a big lemonade fan.
Hell no. This is why when I discovered gin and tonic, I was so happy, because even though it's fizzy, it's the closest drink to water you can get that's alcoholic.
Yuck. You know what I don't like?
That's
tonic.
Good.
Tonic, soda water.
I like it's just water.
Sorry, I shouldn't gag just in case people are sensitive to that sort of noise, which is totally respectable. You know. It's not really what you want.
Yeah.
I could have a drink right now. Right now, my drink of choice would be a spicy margarita.
I had a margarita yesterday. That was before our meal. This is what I mean about the Portuguese culture. I don't know if anyone's... Maybe, I don't know. But you get a cocktail. Like, I don't know if this is at this restaurant.
Mm.
Before your meal, we had a cocktail. I had a margarita before my dinner. Then with every course, it was a different wine sort of thing.
Oof. Like, God, I'd be out cope with this. Nut. Yeah, no, I'd be gone.
I cannot cope with this. Like, I hate being hungover as well.
Two drinks. Also, something I shouldn't drink, but I also do love a Paloma. If you don't like a spicy margarita, I would say a Paloma is a good...
My favourite drink of all time, and I think this is... I mean, it's gone down in the history books as one of the best drinks of all time. Red wine.
Red
wine is the best food of all time. Not food, drink. Food. That's dinner.
A really healthy relationship.
Delicious soup. Alcohol.
I love that we were like, sorry for struggling with your relationship with alcohol. Here are some recommendations of drinks that we like, just to get everyone in the mood.
We're totally not equipped. And like, we're not.
Oh, no, that's, it's not.
I think anyone that starts the conversation with saying, we've both got really healthy attitudes of it, is definitely not equipped to be talking about.
No.
How to the sort of.
I mean, I've seen the destruction that it can cause. And I.
Yeah.
I think as well, what's underrepresented is having the conversation of like struggles with alcohol for young women.
Yeah.
Like for women in general, and then especially for young women. Someone who talks about or has spoken about, I don't want to put words into her mouth, but I know she's spoken about her relationship to alcohol a few times on the internet is Lucy Moon. So maybe go over there if there's... I love Lucy Moon. I do love Lucy Moon. I have a lot of respect for Lucy Moon. She's so good. She makes good stuff. She's very thoughtful with the stuff that she makes.
She walked out of our event, but she didn't.
Well, it wasn't really our event. I don't even know.
That's also the most twisted version of events I've ever heard.
She
didn't walk out of our event. We were doing a weird thing, and we saw that Lucy Moon was there. We're like, oh my god, Lucy Moon is here.
And then Lucy Moon, and then she left.
Just before we went on stage, she left, and we're like, okay, Lucy Moon's not here.
Lucy Moon's gone.
So she definitely did. It's not like we were speaking and she left, but
she would have no idea.
Oh no, she'd absolutely. But to be honest, I barely have an idea. What was that?
Yeah, no, I had no idea. No
literally, idea. What was that in general?
Okay, well,
cool.
You know what? That's actually really spruced me up a bit.
Good, good.
What about you? Have I dragged you down to the pits of hell?
No, I just think I think I'm just writing off the day a little bit. I hate a day where I don't feel comfortable in my clothes, and just whatever I'm changing to, I'm like, it's not right. And it's like, I hate that feeling so much.
That's a scarring experience. So I'm almost just writing
it off. But I'm going for dinner in a bit, so.
That'll be really nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think I'm going to get a Chinese.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I haven't had one of those in.
One of those.
Like, a takeaway. Chinese takeaway,
yeah.
In. Probably since with you at uni.
It is the kind of thing I would get you to do.
It's just like not a thing I would get because I'd always either get a curry or a pizza takeaway.
There's a really, really good Chinese here in Brighton that we used to order from. That everything they do, they also do a vegan version.
Yum. Oh my God, please can we get that when I'm next?
Yeah.
At yours?
Yeah.
Because I honestly haven't had one.
Takeaway vibe.
It's probably been 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh my God, I love that.
Stunning. All right, that's something to look
forward to. What are you going to get? Do you still get curry sauce?
Aww.
It's like you get chips and curry sauce.
You do like me. Sometimes when you remember
I take your advice
like,
on orders. Because I didn't know what to get and you said get chips and curry sauce. And I was like, that sounds rank. And then you were like, get it. Right? I loved it.
Yeah, it's a good vegan option. Chips and curry sauce. Yeah. Which I was vegan at the time. I would still entertain a chips and curry sauce now. And I would definitely still entertain chips. But I've gone back to my sweet and sour roots.
Because
I love sweet and sour sauce. Like bright pink, red, like fake, just like cheap. Ugh.
Yeah.
I loved conversation. Sorry, I know we need to go, but I loved conversation around like the Chinese takeaway discourse. There was like a huge conversation about like a UK quote unquote Chinese takeaway and like what it was, and like Americans being like, that is so weird, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Yeah. But everything that happens in England is just quite weird, I would say.
Oh, it's absolutely.
It's just so
insane.
Weird.
So weird.
It's just like off in every way.
It's so not right.
My advice if you're not from Britain and you want to come to Britain is just like don't.
Really?
Don't come.
I would say come, and I would say if you can bank on a sunny day, you should come to Brighton, come and say hi.
Yeah. Brighton is nice, but I would say there are
Edinburgh.
Like, huh?
Edinburgh, I would recommend.
I would recommend all these places, but I also think just don't get too attached to England because it's a crazy place.
No, don't. And I would... What? What is this? Right, okay. Right, enough. Enough is enough.
Cool.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Stunning. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.